This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
United States is a laughingstock all over the world, thanks to Democrats and Captain Joey Demento. That is a fact. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Terrorism has again occurred in this country, and it was done by a Syrian refugee who killed 10 people indiscriminately, and yet the Democrats and the leftists are hyping guns. I talked the other day about this. It's so predictable, it's ridiculous that that's what they drone on about. Because it's all subterfuge. It's meant to keep your mind off of what really happened. I'm going to get to that in the next segment. But it was nothing more than an act of terrorism. And I'll explain that. But it's worse than that. Crime all over this country is running rampant. There is nowhere safe where leftism prevails. And these people are dealing with transgender issues. Biden issued an executive order around transgender issues. He doesn't have enough on his plate in his two-hour day, where they prop him up like Weekend at Bernie's. And when he does have time, he issues executive orders on transgender issues. And then what does he do? He goes on to undo every great thing that President Trump did, not because it's going to be better for the nation, but just because. Miscarriages of justice play out against police. This case with Derek Chauvin, I watched a 24-minute video of that entirety of the George Floyd thing. There is no way this cop should be prosecuted. But leftists play politics with people's lives. That's what they do. An officer doing his job is now the latest pariah. Has us on notice. What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, can we have a good place to have the trial? It doesn't matter where this trial occurs or whatever. Let me tell you what, the silly Negroes out there that vote Democrat and the leftists who pay them to be the attack dogs of America, they're going to implement their sick plan no matter what. Meanwhile, black people die every day at the hands of other black folks, and these people don't give a rat's behind. Oh, it's worse, people. Pay attention. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. White people are treated like second-class citizens, particularly white men, as this obvious racism is ignored. And worse than that, Joe Biden has decided he wants to implement critical race theory. After President Trump took racism out of the country, Biden says, nope, let's put it back. Let's make sure we live it up to the hilt. So that's where CRT, critical race theory, is being taught. Hate being taught to your children. Demoralization being taught. Victimization of blacks being taught. But hey, when you got a two-hour day, you got to get it all in there, don't you? You got to get to that important stuff, that antithetical, anti-American stuff. The debt and the deficit soar. Biden's talking about a multi-trillion, after spending more, $1.9 trillion on a boondoggle, he's talking about a debt, of adding another couple trillion dollars. These people throw this money around like it's play. The debt is soaring over a fraud virus. The virus exists, but not to the way that they do it, not to the hype that they've given it. We're walking around in masks debating on how many masks we should wear. It was one, now it's two. Even if you get the shot, they still want you to wear the mask. $28 trillion in debt, and counting. What will it be after Biden's done? I don't care. If Joey Demento were to die tomorrow, don't be shocked if there's another $2-4 trillion added to our debt, because he's not running the show. You think his little Trixie is going to be any different when he's gone? By the way, I don't know if you saw the video of Biden. They had to get him going back up the stairs, and he made it. But if you watch the video, you'll notice something peculiar. His left arm doesn't move. You know how you walk and your arms move in unison? That's the way the body's made. Joe Biden's left arm does not swing. It stays tied to his side as if it was magnetized. I'm not exaggerating it one bit. If you get a chance to see the video, you know what I'm talking about. People are asking, what's going on? I think it's the first signs of a stroke. I'm no doctor, but I'm as good at it as Dr. Fauci. Anyway, we're in debt over a virus. We're walking around like criminals. None of us sick. The majority of us not sick, not even worried about getting sick. And we've completely rearranged our lives. We've allowed the government to step in and do this stuff. I'm with Rand Paul. If you're going to try to make me do something, you have to have a more compelling case than the Wu flu. And then the money that gets spent, $6 trillion spent on this nonsense. I dare you to do an accounting on it. I dare you to say, where did it actually go? Every American taxpayer got fleeced. And there's nothing that you can do about it. People should be, Democrats should be in prison for their slush funds and this in-your-face theft of your money. And I would love to tell you it ends there. The problem is, it will continue. The Democrats are going to continue to look for ways to fleece you of your money. To continue their ruse. They're going to bail out pensions. They're going to bail out failing cities. And nobody's going to be, it's going to be like, well, we didn't, everything worked out. We went into debt. We gave money to illegals. We let them vote. We did all the things we wanted to do. Oh, and by the way, taxpayers, thank you very much. You paid for it. Oh, you think we work for you? I think you just figured it out. We flipped the script on you. We flipped the Constitution. You think you have First Amendment rights? Say this. You think you have Second Amendment rights? I'll take those. You can forget the rest of them. They don't matter. If they get your first and your second, you're done. Wu flu has cost people their livelihoods. It's cost people their lives. And nobody cares. We're playing politics. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about this Syrian refugee. We got a lot to talk about. A lot to unpack. And I'm glad that you decided to spend that time with me to do it. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The United States is a laughingstock. I said it the first segment, I'll say it again. Nobody, no serious leader anywhere in the world respects Joe Biden. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Suggest you check out the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. You'll find out that if you have recurring medical prescription needs that exceed $150, $200 a month, we can save you a lot of money. Flat fee of $60 a month, and you can get all that stuff shipped to you pretty much for free. And if your meds are $800, $900, $1,000 a month, we can probably get a serious enough discount, certainly to cover the $60 fee. It's so worth it. And for those of you who've done it, call in and let us know, and I'll play your testimonials on the radio, because people need to know this is legit. If it isn't impacting you, I promise you, you have a friend or somebody that goes, "Oh, God, these meds are crazy," particularly if they have diabetes, because that's gone through the roof. Anyway, glad you guys are back. U.S. is a laughing stock. Not so much us. People still want to come here. They love us. We're amazing. But you can't respect Joe Biden. You can't look at a guy that's done what he does and have any respect. The guy who's allowed the government to essentially run him. This guy's a piece of work. And the people he surrounds himself with, I keep coming back to Fauci. Because he got called out by Rand Paul, who says, how'd you get the shot? And then you're still wearing two masks. It's just a bunch of theater. It's not theater. Joe Biden wears a mask and recommends people wear two masks. And he supposedly got the shot. There's a picture of him and Kamala Harris sitting in the Beast, the limo that they take for their roles. Both sitting next to each other wearing masks. They supposedly got the shot. What are they wearing masks for? Theater. Here's what I have to say, folks. For the few people who actually voted for Biden, I shake my head. I'm not going to be mad at you. You're dyed in the wool. Maybe you grew up that way. You said, I just got to vote for the Democrat because you've never given any thought to it. I'm actually more impressed with people like myself who were raised by staunch Democrats but who saw how the Democratic Party works and said, you know what? We don't live that way. I see the difference. I'm not going to do it. Do I get credit for that? No, you have to make a conversion, Kevin. You need to have been a Democrat, and now you saw the light. Well, sorry. I was, as I say, I've never been stupid enough to be a Democrat. Are you starting to get it now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com? Anyway, for the people that support Biden, I'm not going to be mad at you. I shake my head at you. I do believe you are deranged idiots, but that's okay. There's love in my heart for you. For the people who support the Democratic Party after watching everything that's going on, I find you the most despicable. The Biden supporters, they're just morons. They just follow the crowd. I get that. I understand that group. I would never be one, but I get it. But those who didn't vote for Biden, but supposedly held their nose while they did it, and you support the Democrats, I don't know what else you need to see them do before you finally say enough is enough. Let's face it, millions of you left the Democrats and you voted for Trump. I applaud those. But the ones of you who still linger, shame on you. Let me ask you this. Are you just obsessed, so obsessed with winning that you're okay being a proven loser? Think about it this way. You take out a winner in a coup, the big cheat. You put in a guy, a clown, and you think you're winning. Look at us, man. We got rid of that Trump. Woohoo! Okay, what did it get you? $5 plus gasoline. By the way, that's not the end of it. The end's not in sight for where gasoline will go under Biden. Wait till winter. Wait till those fuel bills are two or three times what they were under Trump. Wait until that good job you have is now cutting back. You're a proven loser. You take out a winner to put in a loser. That is the definition of leftism. Leftism says, you know what? I don't really care. Winning is losing and losing is winning. For them, losing is winning. They're going to be proven to be idiots because they put an idiot in office, but they're okay with that. Let me put it to you another way. If conservatives elected Trump and he turned out to be like Biden, we would be kicking our own butts. Look at the short period this clown has been in office and ask yourself, is this the best move for America? Is Joey Demento the best person to, quote, be the leader of the free world? And while you debate this, folks, understand, the Democrat leaders, and I use my finger quotes, plot to continue the downward trend of America. They might as well hate the country. They should just, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and all of them should just say, you know what, we hate America. And they've gotten elected year after year after year. You think they're going to leave this cushy job where they get to implement this stupid strategy? You have to pry them out with the jaws of life. Stephanopoulos well, I don't even know if we need to play that clip, but he was talking to Biden about Putin, and Putin, he was like, yeah, he's a bad guy, but yeah, you got to kind of deal with the bad guys. I get it. You got to deal with them, but you got to know how to deal with them. Putin still got that thing out there. Hey, you want to debate Joe Biden? You want to debate? I'll give you a debate. I'd love to see it. Man, we've got more legit. Let me tell you, you think that the border crisis is a crisis, and it is. Wait until Iran does finally get the nuke. Wait until North Korea figures out that Joe Biden can't run things. And by the way, neither can leftists. They don't know how to prosecute wars or what have you. Wait until Putin figures out, you know what, this guy really is demented. I can push a few buttons and make the United States do what I need it to do. God knows China already realizes this. China's got all the goods. They got all the dirt on every one of these Democrat scoundrels. And they're sitting back laughing at us. And the world is watching. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some elitist network that we can't plug into. And these guys watch the soap opera of America play out on a daily basis. And they get on their hotlines. Did you see what we had Biden do today? It's so funny. And she's like, oh, it's very good. You did a very good job there. You know, I don't know what they're saying, but I can tell you this. I would like to be part of that network because I'd join them. I'd be yucking it up, eating my popcorn, drinking my cola. I ain't drinking Coke and I ain't drinking Pepsi, but I'd be drinking my cola. Unbelievable. Just watching all this stuff unplay. I would tell you it breaks my heart, but it doesn't because America can overcome it. But the question I ask to my audience is, how difficult do we want it to be election after election? Because there's certainly a way to make it easier, and I think we know how.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting the White House over the ongoing border crisis.
CBP is tracking the largest surge in migrant apprehensions in 20 years.
The Kentucky Republican saying the crisis on the southern border continues to escalate. The suspect in the attack on a Boulder grocery store is making his first appearance in court. Judge Thomas Mulvihill giving the defense more time to prepare its case.
I'll authorize that status conference to be set in about 60 to 90 days. I understand the concerns that you have, Mr. Doherty, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the defense has ample opportunity to prepare to move forward.
The suspect is being held without bond and is charged with killing 10 people at the King Supers grocery store on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A drug maker is releasing more data regarding their COVID-19 vaccine.
AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau.
The federal government says 127 million coronavirus stimulus checks have gone out. The latest batch included roughly 37 million direct payments totaling almost $83 billion. The Treasury Department saying more checks will be issued in the coming weeks, mostly via direct deposit. The $1,400 stimulus payments also being distributed via paper checks or prepaid debit cards, although the Treasury Department saying those will take a bit longer to process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I would note that we are very inclusive in our definition of gender, and we intend to address all sorts of discrimination and, you know, fight for equal rights for people, whether that's LGBTQ plus people, women, girls, men.
Whoa, well, that's good news. The Biden administration is going to fight for equal rights for women, girls, even men. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the feckless nature of leftism and when they put demented clowns in office, and that's where we are. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. That was Biden's spokesperson on gender policy. Well, hey, that's a big issue for us, isn't it? America, we got to understand the whole LGBTQ community and how gender plays a role in our everyday lives, because Lord knows we haven't figured it out yet. We still got to be socially engineered. Meanwhile, we run up trillions of dollars of debt over ruses. We ruin people's lives. We ruin their livelihoods. We let terrorists come into our midst. And I could go on. Bombs, nuclear bombs are being built. Our so-called leader is being called out by other leaders of the free world because they know he is no longer the leader of the free world. The Chinese came on our soil and said, you are not the leader of anything. And you know what our leader did? Our little punk, he backed down because he had to. You think this is the end of it? This is only the beginning. China came here and called out Biden. Putin called him out and said, I'll debate that chump. Anytime he's being called out. And you know how he's going to respond? Somebody tell me what happened again? What was it? Joey Demento and the people that run him. His policies are a train wreck. He's 60 days into a job, and he's already jacked things up so bad, Democrats don't know how to respond. Ask him what the situation is at the border. Well, they can come in, but not right now. They come in later, you know. But wait a minute, that's not what the spokesperson said. Well, but I don't know. Ask different people what the border policy is. They don't know. Different people. We need volunteers. No. Is it FEMA? Is it a crisis? I don't know. Well, we'll get back to that. We just know it's a big problem. Well, if it's a big problem, it's a crisis. It's a disaster. A Syrian refugee is in this country probably because of Obama's refugee resettlement, a 21-year-old guy, and he decides he's going to shoot up a grocery store. 10 people lost their lives over politics. Now, look. The good Lord's going to take you when he takes you. You don't know how you're going to go. But if you'd ask those 10 people, do you think you're going to die at the hands of a Syrian terrorist who's been brought to this country under some program? They would go, stop kidding around. Did I mention that Ahmad was a Syrian? Anybody remember who Biden bombed recently? Let me give you some choices because I want to help you out here. There was Syria. There was Syria. And then there was Syria. Now, what was your choice? I want to make sure, you know, you get a chance to guess properly. Yeah. Biden bombed Syria. And, oh, surprisingly, a Syrian living in the United States decided to shoot up a supermarket in Littletown, Colorado. I mean, I don't know what it's called, but, it, you know, Boulder, was it Boulder? In anywhere Colorado. You think that's just by accident? Or do you think it might be in retaliation for what Joe Biden did? Ask yourself this question. Did you know that? And do you think the media is going to talk about it? Babylon B joked that the shooter was factually Arab, but morally white. Remember when they, when George, what's his face? I forget his name, but the guy that killed Trayvon Martin. Man, I'm glad I forgot his name because that helps him. Maybe that'll help him out. But anyway, you remember when he killed, and they called him a white Hispanic? Because his name is something white. It doesn't sound like he's a Hispanic dude. And when they found out he's half Hispanic and he looks more Hispanic than white, they go, well, no. He's a white Hispanic. Well, what exactly is that? Media lies. Nobody, what are we talking about? Obama chimes in, it's about gun control. Joe Biden didn't waste 2 seconds, gun control. Really? How about Muslim control? Islamic radicalist control? How about we look at that? Man, this is getting stranger and stranger. I saw this tweet. It said, the FBI knew in advance the identity of Ahmad al-Alawi Alisa. They knew about the Pulse nightclub shooter. They knew about the San Bernardino terrorist. They knew about the Boston Marathon bombers. They knew about the Garland, Texas shooters. They knew about the Parkland High School shooter. They knew about the Fort Hood shooter. They said, never has an entity known so much and done so little. This is the group that's supposed to be protecting us from domestic terrorism. And I just gave you that many domestic terrorist acts where they knew. Politics, folks. That's what this is about. Politics. Charlie Kirk tweeted this. When a white man shot 8 people in Atlanta, the national conversation among Democrats was about race and white supremacy, not gun control. When Ahmad al-Alisa, whatever his name is, shoots 10 people in Boulder, the conversation immediately becomes gun control, not race or possible ties to ISIS. Well, he could have gone further. Now, what about the possible ties to the Syrian bombing that Joe Biden he said was okay, that he executed? How about that? See, this is where I keep coming back to. We have the high ground. As conservatives, we have the high ground in these discussions. But we don't seem to know how to do it. We don't seem to know how to talk about it. One of my buddies, Bob Campo, Bob calls me and he says, Kevin, he goes, man, I want to be able to remember the things that you say. I agree, man. I agree, Bob. It's tough to take all this stuff in and be able to use it at the right time. You got to be so plugged in. You got to know everything that's happening out there. Or do you? Or does it just take a little bit of common sense to remember? And I'm not getting after Bob by any means, but I don't know that you do. I tell people all the time, what we try to do on this program is boil things down to where it becomes part of your nature, your lexicon, where you're like, we got this. I know how to debate this with a leftist. What's the debate? You got a Syrian. I don't know how he got here, but go do a little research. Find out how he got here. I'm going to bet you it was part of Obama's refugee resettlement. I'll bet you money. Who was the president that said, you know, Muslims are, you know, the kings of the world, and, you know, they should be treated differently, blah, 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 which I think they should be treated like any other human being and not give anything special. But who put them in his administration in droves? And to the point where we had, in my opinion, members of the Muslim Brotherhood who were running the servers for the Democrats. It's insane what they did, but I'm going to bet you money this guy, this kid, is part of Obama's refugee resettlement, and now there are 10 dead Americans because of it. Blood on their hands. Every crime committed by illegals or refugees is blood on the hands of the leftists and the Democrats. It is that simple. But what do they want to talk about? Gun control. What they should be talking about is how that guy got here, and how we can be protecting Americans from radical kids, radical people like him. And we should be talking about, was he radicalized before he got here, or did he get here after? How many more people like him are waiting in the wings? Waiting to do something. Waiting to hurt Americans. They bring these people over. They put them into their little enclaves. They don't even make them assimilate into American culture. They generally speak their own language. In Detroit or Dearborn, I know there are zones that are strictly Muslim. You wouldn't be a non-Muslim and live in those areas if somebody put a gun to your head. They have zero respect for our religion, our way of life. We want to talk about misogynist and rape culture. Holy crap. Be a white woman in France or Sweden or somewhere where there's a lot of Muslims now living, Muslim men. They have zero respect for women, our women. I don't even know they have a lot of respect for theirs. That's for you to debate. We're talking guns. Greg Price tweeted this. Says you keep saying, talking about leftists, you keep saying it's easier to buy a gun than it is to vote. But last time I checked, we don't mail guns to people. See, that's good quality thought process. That's critical thinking. That's the way you push back on the leftists. Really? When did you get your AR-15 mailed to you? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In retaliation for a series of recent rocket attacks in Iraq, including one last week, which killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six, including an American service member, the airstrikes on Syria's border with Iraq targeted facilities by the Iranian-backed militia responsible, according to President Biden's new Secretary of Defense.
After we know what we get, and we're confident that that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes.
It's President Biden's first known military action since taking office. The airstrikes were ordered by the president in the morning and carried out by the evening. The militia targeted included Kataib Hezbollah and Kataib Saeed al-Shahada, the U.S. says. The group, calling itself the Guardians of Blood Brigade, had claimed responsibility for last week's attack. Days later, another attack in Iraq's Green Zone appeared to target the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Iran has denied any links to the group, but the airstrikes could complicate the Biden administration's efforts to return to a nuclear deal with Iran.
We allowed and encouraged the Iraqis to investigate and develop intelligence, and that was very helpful to us in refining the target.
It is a proportionate response, the Pentagon says, sending an unambiguous message. President Biden will act to protect American personnel.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Yeah. Rocket attacks in Iraq. I don't know if you guys know when this occurred. This was a month ago when Joe Biden decided he was going to start another war or do what he did. Now, look, Donald Trump dropped some bombs on some people when he first got into office. I didn't complain. He was attacking terrorists, but Joe Biden is attacking people. And I don't want to do a but. Let me change that but. Joe Biden is attacking people that he claims attacked the United States. Well, here's what's funny. After Donald Trump dropped those bombs and killed a couple of strategic people, a couple of strategic Iranians and some other folks, you know what happened mysteriously? People stopped jacking with the United States. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Peace through strength. That's what you do. And Donald Trump said, you know what? I'm going to fight with our economy, but strategically, I'm going to let you guys know I will drop a bomb on your booty. But here's what my question is. As soon as Joe Biden takes over in this coup, the attacks started to happen again. Look, I wasn't following this stuff very closely, but I'm going to make you a bet that these attacks weren't happening in the last year of Donald Trump. Targets being used by Shiite militia, they say, who were conducting the strikes. And then they went on to talk about Hezbollah and the Guardians of the something brigade, blood brigade, right? The Guardians of the Blood Brigade. I have never heard this term. We had never heard the term ISIS. You remember this? Until who? Until Barack Obama. Baby Black Jesus birthed ISIS. You want to know how? He supported the Muslim Brotherhood. He supported bringing Muslim terrorists into America, into our midst. He supported bringing them into the White House. He supported them all throughout American politics. No vetting necessary. He made a special dispensation for them in every way of life. Whether it's in prisons or schools or whatever, we kowtow to Islam, which is exactly what it wants. And then we wonder, why do they decide when Donald Trump is gone, they will reinitiate strikes against us? You hadn't heard the word Hezbollah? You had never heard, I can tell you this, most of us have never heard of the Guardians of the Blood Brigade. Days later, they said, if you listen to that thing, there was one attack, and then days later, there was another attack. Let me warn you, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, there will be many terrorist attacks. Not only in America, but all around the world. And I love how they put, this is complicating the efforts to return to the Iran nuclear deal. No, it isn't. It's giving you a clear path. It's telling you the Iran nuclear deal is as safe as America is, as anywhere else in the world is under a Joe Biden administration, which means if you want to negotiate with Iran, they're going to build a nuke and these terrorist attacks will continue to happen and Iran will still export terror, which is what they've been doing since 1980. Joe Biden ordered airstrikes on buildings in Syria, I'm reading this, that said they were used by Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for rocket attacks on U.S. targets in neighboring Iraq. Iran would never have done this under Donald Trump. The strikes killed at least 22 people, according to the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Now, these are unconfirmed, but hey, why not believe them? Why not kill 2,200 or 22,000? The press is going to make it up. If Trump had done it, it would be 22,000. Give us whatever number you want. We don't know how many were killed, but we do know this. Joe Feckless Biden, Joey Demento, he ordered the strike. He gave the code red. He said, we have preliminary indications of casualties on site. I'm not going to go any further into any further detail. The operation was the first known use of military, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me just tell you something, folks. You want to know why Al-Issa, Ahmad Al-Issa, the Boulder, Colorado King Super Shooter, the Syrian migrant to the United States, you don't know why he did what he did? I will tell you. It was an allegiance to ISIS, and it was payback for what Joe Biden did. And nobody's talking about it. Very few people are talking about it. You will not hear the story in the mainstream fake news media. But my friend Laura Loomer, she knows. You guys got to get to know this girl, if you don't already. Laura posted on her Telegram channel, sources tell me that the shooter carried out the attack in the name of ISIS. Biden administration has already given orders to keep it under wraps to avoid the conversation in the media about Islamic terrorism and reversal of Trump's travel ban, which the terrorist was opposed to. Of course they didn't want the travel ban. She explained that her source is embedded in Boulder, Colorado, part of law enforcement. See, this is the beauty of being with the good guys. This is why I back the blue. They're the frontline people. These are the people that can get us the stories. And they're speaking to Laura. Why? Because they trust her. Anonymous sources will remain anonymous sources, and they're giving us the real scoop. And this is what the media hates. This is why they want to silence us. This is why social media is so important. By the way, I'm on PolitiChatter. PolitiChatter. If you join, do hashtag KJN and go join up. That's where you're going to see everything we post. I'm going to help them grow. And I'm doing it because they're going to go public. I think they have the best chance of doing something and competing against Facebook because they're going to do it the right way. The guy who's taking them public knows what he's doing. He's done two companies, multi-billion dollar IPOs. Now, President Trump's got his going, good for him. Mike Lindell's got his going, good for them. The more the merrier. It's like media outlets. Get more. But they won't be able to stop us. Soon we'll have our own banking system, whatever. They will not be able to stop conservatives. Don't believe it for a second. All they're doing is pushing us out of the fold. Oh, but Kevin, we won't be able to do stuff because of the World Bank. Let me tell you something. Conservatives know how to do business with each other. We don't need leftists. Oh, it has to be a regulated banking system. Says who? You can barter. You can do all kinds of cool things that have nothing to do with the federal government. Anyway, Laura went on to say Biden is terrified about information going public because he faced a round of criticism for making the country less safe because of his reversal of Trump policy. See, Donald Trump put this country on autopilot. He did it in such a way that even a brain-dead moron like Biden, if he just stepped up and said, nope, I'm not going to touch that, I like this policy, if he differed a little bit, fine, but the wholesale turning over of this stuff is scandalous. Never should have been done. Biden's level of incompetence shows every single day. We're going to get into this border issue here in the next hour. He should be ashamed of himself for what he's done, and the Democrats should be ashamed to put a clown like him in such a seat of authority. And you're watching the outcome. But make no mistake about it. That Muslim killing in Colorado was motivated by hatred. It's a terrorist attack.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.